against Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, obviously, didn't execute. We needed to get pressure on him, and we didn't do a very good job of getting pressure on him. He was on fire early, an extremely accurate passer. We knew that was a deal coming in, and didn't do a good enough job of getting after him.
It seemed like one of those games where just nothing really went right for you guys in the offense, defense, special teams, both seeing that breakdowns.
Yeah, we didn't turn the ball over in the first half, but you're down 30, and then we got some drives going in the second half, but then turn the football over, and you can't do that, especially in that situation. You know, I just think the game got out of hand real early. So, you know, obviously we became a little bit of one-dimensional there. But, we moved the ball, but we didn't execute. We had the ball then twice in the first half in the red zone. You can't come away with 3 points. You got to come away with sevens there and, you know, try to keep the game close, especially as well as Aaron was playing today. And we didn't convert in a red zone early, and I think that hurt us on the offensive side of the ball.
Could you explain the call on third and two there?
Yeah, we were trying to run naked, and then Clay jumped outside at both the tight end and the wing. Hadn't shown that before. Good play by them. Good call by them. They got us.
Can you talk about Rodgers' play? I mean, you talked about him leading up to this, and
he
again.
Yeah, he was as advertised. I mean, I think he's playing as good as anybody in the league. And when you look at some of the balls he threw, extremely accurate, on target. You know, if you blitzed him, he got it out quick. If you didn't, he held it and waited for routes to get open. He got it to everybody. I think Cobb had 10-plus catches inside in the slot, and, you know, everybody, I think, was contributing for him. But it all starts with the trigger man, and he put on a show today.
So nothing surprises him. He just seems totally prepared. And
yeah, he's as good as it get. You know, saw it firsthand. So.
Jim, when evaluating Mark's performance, I mean, the second half, there were four turnovers, but again, you guys were far behind him. Take that into account?
Yeah, take everything into account, but I'm not comparing them to anything. I mean, none of us played up to what we need to play against this team. They were playing very well, and we didn't play very well, so.
From what you know about the personality of your group, how hard will it be for them, or how easy is it for them to shake this
off? I don't look at hard or easy, but I know these guys always come to work, so they'll be ready to work when we get back on Tuesday.
Jim, during the week you sounded unhappy with the offense. Is this a pattern now that you're seeing?
No, not at all. You just asked me about the performance of Carolina. Please don't link them together.
What did you make
their offensive line just seemed to dominate your defensive line early.
Yeah, we didn't get pressure, and you're right. Last week, with that quarterback, you need to get pressure and try to get to him and get the ball out, and we obviously didn't get that done today. So,
did you want to get pressure with the blitz, or did you just not?
I think Spiller was trying everything. So, you know, I mean, when we weren't getting to him, when you blitzed him, he got it out quick, threw hot a couple times, and put the ball exactly where it needed to be. And you know, when you dropped into coverage, you know, he had enough time to kind of pick you, so, you know, it's kind of pretty poison, but I think he saw it all and hit it all, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we had a shot with the gunner, you know, to make the tackle, and then I didn't see the two guys on the left side, what happened to our guard and tackle, but they weren't, I don't know what happened at the line of scrimmage, but we weren't in our lanes where we needed to be, so.
The center quarterback,
yeah, obviously, you know, had one that turned into a touchdown. Was a bad snap, it looked like, from where I was. But we'll take a look and see exactly what happened on film. But we, center quarterback exchange, you can't fumble that. We had a fumbled handoff between a quarterback and a running back that, you know, at critical times, because in both times we were moving on those drives. You know, we pushed the ball into pretty good situations. We were moving the ball in a positive manner, and then to come up with turnovers like that is not, you know, especially against this team, the way they were playing offensively, is not going to help you. Yeah, you know, and that was one of the issues we had offensively. They weren't blitzing. A couple of those hits came in just a four-man rush, and they were in coverage, and, you know, a guy got beat, you know, and those are things that usually we're pretty good at. We've been very good all year long at kind of protecting the quarterback, but, you know, a couple instances where we got beat in one-on-one situations, so.
When you went off the field and talked to Aaron Andrews at halftime, she said that you were pretty, you know, profane about what happened in the first half. Were you excited as
profane?
Yeah,
I didn't swear.
Okay. That's what she intimated.
Okay.
But in the halftime locker room, what kind of...
Nothing. I mean, I wasn't like that. I just thought, you know, we didn't generate pressure on Aaron like we needed to generate pressure, and obviously he picked us apart in the first half, and we didn't help our offense didn't help our defense at all, and obviously we had a special teams breakdown, so it was all three phases were contributing to it. So.
You seem to be focusing more on the pass work. What do you think about the back end?
I think it's a combination. It always goes together. When a quarterback has a lot of time to pick you apart, then all of a sudden you got to hold your coverage longer than you probably need to be. But, you know, they beat us, you know, inside the slot. Cobb had a 10 for 120, I think, and Jordy had some big catches and big plays out there. So it was, I think it was a combination of everybody in those situations. So.
In the first half, especially, some players were slipping.
Yeah, but both teams play on the field, so it's an issue for both fields. You know, I think we slipped on the opening kickoff, Cody did, but then the returner slipped. So you can't blame the field. You know, we both teams are playing on the same surface, so I think they handled it well. So.
Field condition change, what you knew about prior with cleaning the footing they wore, was that any concern?
No, it wasn't a concern.
This becomes like a measuring stick game when a team is that good and playing that well at home. Did you consider that? And
I consider every game a measuring stick. I mean, I don't think you can look at one game and say this one is, and you know, say, hey, we played really well in this game and this week in this league. You better be ready to play every single week, and so we'll regroup and get back after on Tuesday. So
too much get read into a game that gets. Become
I don't care what's I don't care what's good. I mean, that's up to anybody. You can read into anything, whatever you want to read into. So
what would you tell the guys after?
Told them to get to stick together. Win or lose, rain or shine, we're a team. We'll stick together as a group and come back to work on Tuesday. I think he had a couple of real good runs in there, you know, hit it up in there, but, you know, sometimes it wasn't there. We'd miss a block in there, and then a lot of times we had it blocked up really well, you know. So I thought he was decent overall. I have to look at the film to see where exactly where he was, but I thought he made some really nice cuts and made a couple of really good runs in there.
Do